your host, Bryce Conway, speaking on behalf of the other members of the show crew, Matt and Emily today. We'd like to welcome you to Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. We're just about ready to push back for an on-time recording, so I wanted to share a couple of quick announcements before we get started. First, I want to remind you that if you're still new to Points and Miles or just feel like you could use a refresher, the most helpful episodes of this podcast may be behind you. So I'd recommend going back and listening to episodes 1 through 6, where we covered the fundamentals of Points and Miles. And of course, if you're not already enrolled in My10X, our free tool that helps you track all of your cards, points, and miles in one place, then I'd highly recommend that you take a moment and sign up today at my.10xtravel.com. My10X puts the points and miles game on easy mode by helping you track everything in one place, giving you personalized suggestions for your next card, and easing your mental load by automatically reminding you about things like upcoming annual fees and changes to your credit score. For all other lingering questions, check out our Facebook group. It's the largest Points and Miles Facebook group on the planet, currently over 375,000 members now, almost 380. And please take a moment to ensure that your headphones are securely positioned and that you've already subscribed to and reviewed this podcast. Once you do, I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Takeoff.
I'm really disappointed we didn't get the hand motions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
click the seatbelt, you know, all the... Yeah.
Have
should
you
have been
seen
reading
the videos
a safety
where,
card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people play rock, paper, scissors with like the folks on the tarmac who are directing the planes.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah.
I've tried that a few times myself and I don't get a reaction. And I feel like it's the grown up version of like doing like the honk symbol as a kid to like every truck.
Yeah.
And like when it doesn't honk back, you're just heartbroken. So, anyway, how are the two of you doing today?
Good. Yeah.
I'm doing well. Doing well. Good to be back. Missed a few of these and good to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, we got this particular combination has not been one of our episodes for a while now. So I'm excited about this one. And in particular with today's topic and Matt being here, talking about a new feature on My10X and some trips that we've tracked with it. But we have the expert here and it's good to have this crew back together on this cold, wintry day in the United States. Any trips coming up for any of you to look forward to getting away from this coming chill?
I'm headed directly into the chill.
Oh.
I'm going to go right up into the mountains and do some skiing.
Okay. I guess chill's a good thing there.
Nice. No, I'm stuck at home for the next month or two. We are deep in the throes of moving. So if you've ever done that, I don't think I'm approved to be able to escape town and go have fun doing something else, either by myself or with my wife. So we're home for a little bit, unfortunately. But we'll actually probably talk about it later in this episode, in the midst of booking our post-move trip and adventure. So looking forward to that here in a couple months.
In your packing process, have you found any like credit card relics from hobby past? Like I know every time I clean out a desk or something, there's like an old credit card that has been expired for 10 years and doesn't even exist anymore. I'm like, oh, look at this old guy.
Yeah,
this is my stack.
I have basically a binder of every credit card I've ever had. Why do I have it? I don't know, but I just kind of keep them. I used to keep them in a big rubber band, but my wife made me much more formally organized on them now. Not that I just go casually browse through them, but I did find the binder the other day, so hadn't seen it for
my 10X. My 10X could go physical. That could be, we could produce a binder.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, yeah. The old Trapper Keeper. I don't know if you guys remember those from back.
Oh, I remember Trapper Keeper.
Oh, yeah.
That was the item to own when I was in third grade.
Yep, bingo. So I've got a credit cards Trapper Keeper.
Perfect.
And you built a digital version of that. I'm realizing that we had missed a branding opportunity. You know, My 10X, organize all your points miles in one place, but it's basically a Trapper Keeper for your cards. Like, oh, okay. Immediately resonates with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick what color shell you want. Anyway, that is what today's episode is about, Trapper Keepers. Digital versions. We're going to talk about the latest feature that we just rolled out in My10X. It's called the Redemption Tracker and how it helps travelers maximize their points and miles and maybe on the more like fun side, just see how you did. It's like getting a grade on your test. We'll talk about why this feature is a game changer for the Points and Miles community, what went into building it by basically interviewing Matt, the guy who created it, and sharing a few trips of our own that we've already mapped in there and showing you kind of just how it works. I love the feature already myself. I have been resisting the temptation to just block off time and go and map all of my old trips, like just to kind of see how things have moved over time. But this is one of those unique tools that's actually like fun to play with. It's not just like entirely functional, like get the job done and get out. It's like, oh no, I'm going to browse a little bit. It's like a, you know, the throwback photos that you get from your phone or social media. Like, oh yeah, I remember that. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. Or like the iPhone videos that it creates for you, the iPhoto ones where it's like your pet just died, but it doesn't know. And then it puts all these pictures of your pets to music. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Those are always fun. Just reminds you how like cringe you used to be. It's like, oh, let's just delete that one, you know, let's get rid of that one. So yeah, I guess, let's jump right into kind of how Redemption Tracker works, why we built the tracker. We're going to be asking Matt these questions and many more. So Matt, can you kind of take us back to the origins of Redemption Tracker? Like, when did you start thinking about this? What kind of led to the idea? And tell us about kind of the creation process and iteration.
Yeah, sure. So I guess quick sort of overview of what it is ultimately a more formalized and organized way of tracking trips. I mean, we've talked about on our website before TripIt, which is a great trip organizing sort of tool and software for, you know, managing itineraries and all that stuff. So that makes it easy. You can just kind of like forward your receipts to it and it ingests all that data and presents this nice itinerary to you. But, you know, that's great from just a travel perspective. But if you want to, you know, kick that up a notch and understand more so of, okay, here are all the hotels we stayed at, here are the flights we went on, here's some of the rental cars or other logistics that go in trips. But I less want to track it from a itinerary standpoint only of just kind of knowing when we're getting there, when we're leaving, what the confirmation number, all that kind of stuff is, and more so, okay, here's how I paid for it, whether I paid cash, points, a combination of cash and points, free night certificates, all that kind of stuff. That's really what we're tackling here with this feature. So you can literally kind of build out, maybe the name gives it away, maybe not, I don't know, but you know, you can build out your entire trip and have kind of a snapshot of here's, you know, the perceived cash value of the trip. Here's how much I spent in cash. Here's how much we spent in points and other kind of stuff there. So that's a little bit of the overview of what it is. And of course it's all right there in your My10X account.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would say, I feel like this is something that I have noticed readers doing in their own customized ways. Like from the jump, I initially thought it was kind of like silly. I'm like, wait, why are you kind of doing that? And then I was doing it myself and most of the folks I talked to, right? So can you kind of speak to what you've seen readers do and, you know, how we tried to kind of weave that into the tool and
what you're looking to accomplish? That'll kind of get back to your question about like the background of it is, over the years, just in the Facebook group, especially as it's grown or even not even just limited to us, but website, other websites, Reddit, you know, just any sort of forum or community, people have kind of yearned for and looked for a way to share information about their trips and their actual redemptions that they've taken. You know, obviously this hobby is overwhelming and a lot to manage. And not only your cards and all that kind of stuff too, but the way you're actually using your points. Like I said, people were doing it on Google spreadsheets or they'd write up these really long in-depth trip reports or anything and everything in between. And there really wasn't a consistent way or template or other sort of method that people could be able to share the details of all this stuff without with other members of the community to be able to kind of learn and have a glance and insight into how they actually use their points to go to Hawaii or go to the Caribbean or go to Europe or all those kinds of fun stuff. So,
yeah, I was definitely in the spreadsheet camp for a while, but I was constantly finding that like I would have one spreadsheet that would work perfectly for one trip that I took. And then I'd redeem points a different way or like use a different type of free night certification or something. And then it would just like blow a hole in my spreadsheet. And I'd be like, okay, well now I have all these random notes in this right-hand column and it's really hard to go back and reference and like make any kind of educated assessment of like, how'd I do on that trip? Cause you can't.
Oh, for sure.
It's messy. I mean, I'm not the best Excel person. I'm not claiming to be, so I'm sure other people might have a one up on me, but I think it's much nicer this way.
Yeah. So the short answer to your original question, Bryce, is selfishly I wanted it for myself. So that's kind of why I built it. I have been terrible at tracking how I've used my points over the years. Back in the day when I used to write articles more regularly for our site, I would track it and just kind of in a notes document because it's like, oh, I know I'm going to write an article about our Australia trip that's coming up. I need to log all the stuff here so that I have enough information for an article. that works great for that, but not just general purpose and know-how. So, you know, I certainly wasn't going to take the time to build a spreadsheet to track this stuff like many of our audience have, and I respect it. I'm not hating on it. It's more just like envious. I wish I had done that over the years, but I have not. So selfishly, it started just for me, myself. I kind of like to think the cobbler that doesn't have any kind of shoes, you know, type theory or philosophy here, where, you know, obviously I'm traveling, I'm using points, whatever, I kind of work in this space, but I don't have a quick list of, hey, here's all the places I've been, how I used it, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, one, this will help that goal, but two, yeah, obviously the kind of like I was mentioning before, people would share stuff. It's always in a different format. Some people would write novels on Facebook posts, but obviously that's not easily scannable. You know, can be great content, but people might want it in a bite-sized chunk and then additional context if they have it. Or of course people would sometimes make their own version of a spreadsheet, but then you run into issues with the quality and consistency of the data entry, or everything's in a different format, or some people might include this information or some might not. So there's not like a ton of consistency, or worst case, somebody puts all this time into building a Google spreadsheet, but then the sharing settings are wrong. So they like share this link and then nobody can get into it. So.
Yep. Yeah, and then you have 375,000 people tagging you going, can you give me edit access? Thanks.
Yep.
Well, and an email for every one of those. Like,
right.
You know, this person's requested. Yeah.
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 And then lastly, honestly, nobody else is really doing this in the space. There obviously are a number of tools out there that people are trying to build or have built to kind of just help in this space, but nobody has really tackled this one. And I was honestly kind of surprised. So let's do it.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest features of this is the ability to share and then unshare the details of your trip. Once you load things into this redemption tracker in My10X, there's a button for share that kind of makes you a public URL that you can share with anyone you like, and it'll just show a snapshot summary of the trip. And you do have the option to potentially remove some data that might be sensitive for upcoming trips and such. But it makes it so much easier to share it in the Facebook group, share it with your friends, and have it on hand for that inevitable conversation like 4 years after your trip when they're like, hey, I'm interested in going to Italy. Like, how did you do that again? And then you whip out your email and you search like, you know, I knew I flew Emirates, Italy. Oh yeah, there's 4,000 emails in my inbox that contain those words. Like, good luck finding that particular trip. So This is a great way to archive them, kind of celebrate them. I think one of the most like subtle benefits of this is that everyone has that anxiety that when you redeem points, your balances drop. Like, it just feels like, oh, like I've been watching these go up and it's like fun. And then boom, they drop. But this kind of gives it a place to go so that They're not just like poof, gone. It's like, oh no, they're just moving to the, you know, the success area, if you will. So I think that'll be a nice little subtle benefit. But
it kind of feels a little bit like if you move money out of your checking account into like an investment account. It's like, I technically sort of spent that money, but it was a good investment. And now I can see where it is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And now, Matt, I know that kind of going through the creation of this, we got some input from readers who've been doing this in kind of their own customized ways to help inform the tool. Can you kind of speak to what you learned from talking to them and how we implemented that into the redemption tracker?
Yeah. I had a pretty good vision for how I wanted this to look and work and function, et cetera, from the outright. But yeah, I posted in the group just kind of randomly this a couple months ago. Didn't give a whole lot of context to it, which is kind of how I like to do it. But basically it was like, hey, I know more or less, hey, I know a lot of people here use, you know, Google spreadsheets for tracking their redemptions. If I've seen them flying in the group, if you have some handy, will you just kind of share them with me? And I don't know, we got maybe 30 or 40 of them in there, which was super helpful. So thanks to those of you that did respond with sharing your spreadsheet. Super helpful. You know, obviously went through those, felt just kind of a ton of similarities between them all. I don't remember seeing any that was like, oh, this is a unique thing that these people are tracking that almost nobody else is, or, you know, it might've been done in a different way, but generally speaking, they were all relatively consistent and kind of aligned with the path we were headed down. So it's also super helpful in that point to kind of be like, yeah, we're on the right track. We're not completely missing things here, which is super helpful.
I guess at this point we should probably talk about like the feature breakdown of how it works, and then next I'm going to ask you what happens next with the tool and kind of what we hope to do with it. But can you give us just a rough overview of how it works right now?
Yeah, so kind of workflow right now, the first thing you do, especially if you're starting from a blank redemption section is you'll create a trip. So, you know, we'll say, hey, you're going to London and Paris. You'll put the dates of your trip, the destination. You can kind of generate like a picture for the trip just to kind of help with the overall flow and organization of it. And then once you've created the trip, then you start building your trip with all the individual redemptions. So there you can add things like flights, hotels, trains, rental cars, or just, you know, general things. If you use general for, you know, an excursion,
Airbnb.
Random Airbnb, all this kind of stuff. So you should be able to log just about anything in here under those sort of five categories. And then as you're building each out, you'll see that each different one has, you know, the nuances based on the redemption. So if you're putting in a flight, you can put in individual segments of the flights that you're taking, so you're kind of properly tracking your flight path and routes. But if you're just putting in like a generic one, it's going to be pretty much freehand input, you know, where you'll put the price you pay, the taxes and fees, or the cash cost, and then the taxes and fees, but then ultimately the price you paid and how you paid it, whether you paid points, cash and points, or just cash, things like that. So similar with hotels, we do have a pretty extensive database for the hotel side, so you can actually tie your stay into a specific property, but it's not all-inclusive. So, no pun intended. We do not have every hotel in the world currently in there, which, you know, I don't know that we ever will, but there's a decent amount, especially of the five or six main brands, and that'll expand over time. But that way you can say, hey, I literally stayed at this particular property. But if you stayed at a hotel and you don't find the property in there, there's an option there to kind of freely input the hotel name as well. So, you know, a small mom and pop or boutique inn or something, you can still log that just fine. You're not, just because it's not in our main property database doesn't mean you won't be able to track it. So, and then once you've kind of put that stuff in again, yeah, I mentioned you'll put what it cost or what the advertised price was, especially if you're going to pay with points. And then you'll put in how you paid for it, whether it's cash plus points or points. You can even narrow it down there too to also indicate if you transferred points and where you transferred them from. So if I transferred points from a flexible currency to say Hyatt and then paid with Hyatt points, you know, you can track all that stuff too, so that over time you'll be able to kind of see, kind of back to your point earlier, here's where I'm spending my points, but literally the mechanics of like how I actually booked this redemption.
Yeah, the transfer bonuses too are a great feature.
Yeah. Yep, so you can also indicate what, if you used a transfer bonus, so say it was a 20% bonus, we also even calculate that for you, because for some reason that's always just a tricky, tricky one to understand of like, I know I need 30,000 Marriott points and this program has a 20% transfer bonus, how many do I have to transfer to get, you know, with the bonus to where I need, so that you sort of have a de facto calculator there to help you do the math on that for you. But yeah, another good point, Emily. Thank you on the transfer bonus.
Yeah.
And then honestly, one just random nuance, one that we thought of, was storing which credit card you paid for, like the taxes and fees on each redemption. It might seem either super obvious or like not a big deal, but think about how many times, well, hopefully not many, but think about when you've been in the midst of some travel woes, maybe a trip's been delayed or something's popped up. How many times have you been like, shoot, what credit card did I pay with this on so I know what protections I have on? Well, here's just kind of a quick and easy way that's much easier than diving through your email to try and find that confirmation receipt that shows which, hopefully shows which credit card it was on, but maybe not. Here you'll quickly have access to it. So
yeah. And ideally you've got your cards linked in your wallet section of My 10X, and it's just a drop down menu and you can easily pick. That's my favorite feature, I think.
Yep.
Nice. I was about to say the same. Yeah. It's like, wait, it's already kind of sitting right there waiting for me. So
yeah. And we mentioned too on the trip side earlier about you can then ultimately share a trip once it's been built, or I mean, you can also share a trip that's in progress, but there are some customizable privacy settings there. So if you don't want people to know the dates you're traveling, you can hide that stuff, or there's a couple other items that you can hide. But the sharing feature, I think over time will prove to be a pretty good feature for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it easy because pretty much all the information you need to log a trip can be found in the confirmation email that you get from any award booking, hotel or flight. Really the only thing you have to go out and potentially find anywhere else, it would be the equivalent cash price, which sounds like a silly like errand, but for those of you in points and miles, you know, like that's kind of an important thing to grade yourself. You go out, it calculates your cents per point value that you got out of it, and it kind of shows you like, here's how well you did. So it, love how it made it easy as it stands right now. Fantastic product. But I'm curious, Matt, what are you hoping to do with this in the future within the broader context of our My10X tool?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of things we've got sort of slated for improvements. We're looking at this as just a starting point for this. Obviously, we have to start somewhere. We with like a feature like this, where we'll build on it over time and greatly improve it, and we were or have committed to doing that for sure. We see a ton of value in this for our audience and our users, so we'll can be continue to add on to it over time. But obviously, we have to pick a point that's like, all right, let's launch it, get people started, and then we'll build stuff here on top. The biggest thing, let's talk about like long-term vision on some of this stuff. We have sort of tons of ways we're going to improve this over time, especially once we have a great pool of data from our users, which, side note, we're only, at the time we've recorded this, like 10 or 12 days in since we launched it, and there literally already have been thousands and thousands of trips that have been created, and obviously multiple thousands of redemptions to go along with those trips. So that's super exciting to see that our users are using it and enjoying it so far, but that's also going to provide a ton of data for us to be able to use real here soon. I'll get to that more here in a second. Initially, we're going to work on some just additional redemption tracking options, so such as be able to indicate if you used a Southwest Companion Pass on a flight, because you know we want to deal with that sort of uniquely given the situation there. Or maybe you used a free night certificate at a hotel. We want to be able to track and account for those properly on redemptions, or you booked through a travel portal, maybe used a travel credit from one of your credit cards, or other ways of tracking and booking through a travel portal. We're working to add that in. Like similarly, airline credits, or maybe you transferred from two different programs out to one program to make a redemption. Actually, at the time of recording, that'll be live. So we're That's just
it.
Wrapping.
I think it already is.
Yeah, we're just wrapping that up, literally today or Monday. So,
well, the one thing that you can't change though is when you use a free night certificate, and you put zero cash and 0 points, you have an infinity cents per point. So you got to keep that.
No, infinite cents per point. It's perfect. Yeah. So those are just some of the quick things that we'll expand upon here. Obviously, we just launched. We had to pick a starting out point, a starting feature set. We, of course, would love to launch with everything, but that just means that products and features would never ship if we waited until that point. So those are kind of the quick ones that we're working on here over the next coming weeks and months. I expect almost all of those to be up relatively soon. But then kind of separate from that, obviously, one of the promises we made and our big driving point for using this to our users is that it's a mutually beneficial option. The way we're viewing this is we're going to aggregate the data that you're sharing with us back to you as users, but you know, in tools, resources, insights, actual information. And we intend to do that, you know, literally as part of some of the other bigger features that we're either currently working on building or in the early stages of building on, and we'll be launching in the not too distant future here in the next few months. But you know, insights and direct from our data set of like, hey, My10X users on average redeem their Hyatt points for 1.6 cents per point, or American miles for 1.3 cents, or whatever the number might be. You know, you're giving us that data, and we're going to turn around and give it back to you in a sort of open and transparent, but also more importantly, helpful format and fashion. So we're really excited about that. Be kind of the lookout for ways that we're going to be utilizing and displaying this information in the coming months, both in these tools. And then, you know, obviously we also are working on other stuff, and we fully intend on sort of incorporating that as well. So this kind of information is going to be layered across My10X on a number of things we're working on.
Yeah. I know I'm excited from a content perspective of like, think about all the articles we can produce that are like, here's how our readers are traveling to Japan. Here's where they're staying. Here's how they're flying. Like that. This is stuff that you're doing as listeners and readers, and it'll just make the content that much better because it's not just like, here are some of the ways that we think you should do this. It's like, no, this is how you're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that gives me actually an idea I'll throw into the digital ideas box here. Mm. This is Matt's favorite part when I just like randomly come up with ideas. But like, look at the points I have in my My10X account gather the trips that have been submitted that I could take with that exact amount of points and just give me like a wheel, like some sort of like rando spin, like, oh, you could go to Chile. Like, here's how Emily did Chile, or like, oh, click it again, you know? So, but it does feel like so much of the angst around the points and miles hobby comes from that lack of being able to kind of compare to other people easily. Like you're looking at a flight, oh, it's 60,000 miles for this flight. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. Is that a good value? But to be able to have that answer, like, yeah, on average, you know, the redemptions we see in my 10X are around this cents per point range. And that just quickly tells you, it's kind of like the Google Flights indicator, like prices are kind of high right now. Prices are lower than normal. Like that's what it's going to tell you from a points and miles perspective, and hopefully take care of quite a bit of that FOMO feeling. Like, is this the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is completely anecdotal without any sort of data analysis or whatever, just my hypothesis is, I think what you're going to see whenever we are able to kind of share this data is that people, we've talked about this before, but people love to share the huge wins, you know, the Maldives, the first class suites, the whatever, but that's not how most people travel. And so you're going to see with this data that, like, no, people actually redeem American miles at, like, I don't know, say 1.1 cents per point or whatever, you know, on average, even though all these sort of best practices or price targets or whatever you want to call them for certain currencies that a lot of people try to peg numbers to are this, that no, people probably actually redeem them a majority of the time, even below that, just because that's the way normal people actually travel. So I'd be curious to test my hypothesis.
Are you saying that sometimes on the internet, it looks like everyone else is kind of doing better than you, but that's actually a mirage and it's just tricking you into thinking you're not normal?
I don't want to get carried away to that extent, but yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what's happening, yeah.
And we know that.
We do. Well, and I guess we should give a quick shout out to our annual demographic survey, which should be going live right around the time this episode does. Just if you just Google 10X Travel Demographic Survey, we put out a huge survey to all of our readers and we kind of ask them basic questions. Where do you live? How many cards did you open this year? Do you have kids? P2, household income? And we aggregate and share all of that data so that folks can also compare using that tool to know that, yeah, it's the exact same outcome. Most people are not like the super high flying, like points and miles experts who are doing like 10 cards or more in a year and earning millions of miles. Like the average 10X user opens like 2.1 cards a year and earns like 400,000 total points and like makes one or two redemptions. And they're usually like for pretty like modest trips that most people would be interested in. And like, that's the norm. And this is only going to make that better. So super excited about that.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some real life examples? Should we show some of our trips?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. First name here on my list is Emily. Emily, can you show us a couple of your redemptions?
No pressure.
Yeah. No pressure. Yeah. I sure can.
We're going to have some visuals to support this for those of you who are watching on YouTube, or I would encourage you to check it out there. We'll also share some of this in our show notes as well, and we'll speak to it so that we don't lose our audio-only folks here also.
Yeah,
so.
We'll share the share links for each of our trips.
Yeah, exactly.
That we talk about here in the show notes, so you can access those from wherever you're listening. But yes, like Bryce mentioned, you will do best in this particular instance to watch on YouTube, but we'll try to be have enough details so that if you're not watching on YouTube, you can still have an idea of what's going on.
Yeah. I have pulled up here my trip to Australia from 2024, and
we heard about it here on the pod.
Exactly. I was going to say, I remember talking about this one with Travis when we did an episode on Australia and New Zealand, and I think I said at the time, you probably need a minimum of 500,000 points to like go big in Australia. And it's nice now that I've loaded this into the redemption tracker to know that I think I was pretty spot on. I spent 561,000 points, and that got me a total estimated value of over $24,000 from the flights to the hotels. And my only, well, obviously I spent money on, you know, experiences and restaurants
food. I thought the whole premise of Points and Miles was to travel for free, Emily. I'm a little confused as to how you actually spent money.
Lunch segment to my
right.
trip.
Right. Yeah. Should I start logging my kangaroo burgers that I eat? My total out-of-pocket was a little over $1,000. So to go and fly first class to Australia, stay in one of the most renowned hotels in Sydney, the Park Hyatt, and the breakfast buffet where Matt really hooked it up, I was very little out of pocket on anything. So that was pretty unreal for me to see everything like loaded all together in this. And just to show like a few quick examples, I included our Southwest flights to from Denver to LA, and we had companion pass. So the way, I know Matt's already deep in the works for a fix on this eventually, but the way I did that was just to include the points for one person, but include two travelers and the taxes and fees for both of us, so that it would correctly calculate my cents per point, which was 4 cents per point on that. Then I've got my from LA to Sydney, where we spent 140,000 American Airlines miles and only $51.80 to fly first class to Australia. Nice. So that's a pretty hefty, yeah, pretty hefty cents per point there, you know, if you care about that stuff. Here's my Park Hyatt Sydney stay, where I spent 120,000 Hyatt points for 2 cents per point on the value of that. So these are just a couple of the things that I have in here. I also stayed in an Airbnb, which I was able to log in here. I had a couple economy flights in between Australia that I logged in here. I used some British Airways miles, some obvious. I stayed at a Marriott. This one was actually pretty outrageously priced in a good way. Like Marriott's usually you kind of think are like very overpriced from a points perspective. I stayed at the Sheraton Grand Mirage in Port Douglas, and for 5 nights, it was only 129,000 Marriott points.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, this is what one will look like when you start logging all of your different redemptions in here. And then it's just great to have it all rolled up. All the cash you spent calculates at the top here, and you get a nice little picture to share with your friends and family. And you can just click the... where's my shareable link here? You can click share and copy your link, and then you can send it to all your friends to flex about how you went to Australia for $1,000.
It could be clutch for those many conversations that folks have in the hobby where your friends are like, okay, so how's this work? And then right. It's like you have like a teaching guide or an example.
Yeah.
For those following along kind of only on audio, the layout here looks very much like a lot of the other kind of trip organizing apps that you might have seen in the past where you have almost like an itinerary style view, line items for like, here's a date, here's the flight, some basics, points used right below that. Here's the hotel the next day, here's how many points, here's the check-in date, et cetera. So it not only tracks all of this to give you those metrics, but it does give you that kind of visual like trip plan field layout that you've come to expect from many of their similar tools.
Yeah.
So I think, Matt, one other thing we have to include here is encounters in the real world on your trip with other members of the staff.
Oh, yes.
Right? And you got to log. You saw Travis in person, right?
I did for like an hour. So. Yeah. Travis landed in Sydney at 7 a.m. and I was leaving at 9 a.m. And we met up for coffee. And I don't know what the cents per point on that is. But I think I paid for the coffee. I don't remember.
Wow. Either way, anyone who's willing to like kind of meet someone right after landing on a flight to Australia, I'm usually like, I don't want to talk to anyone for about 12 hours.
Yeah. Yep, that's fair.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I love this feature. I mean, I think it's great for sharing with friends and family, like you kind of described, Bryce. And I recently had my first friend follow some instructions and actually go on a trip, a points trip to Costa Rica. I'm so proud.
Nice.
And now I'm going to get him to log his trip in the redemption tracker.
Boom. Log it, share it, enter it for the giveaway that I'm going to mention later.
Yeah. Yep.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for taking us through that. Matt, you got one to share with us here next?
Oh, you lead us off. I've been talking.
I lead us off. Mine is considerably less exciting, but let me do that here real quick. Share the screen. Oh, we are looking at my recent trip to Portugal that just happened over New Year's. This one, shout out to the family travelers, took 5 people, 2 adults. We took our 3 kids. We spent like 5 days in Portugal, kind of between that Christmas and back to school timeframe. This one pretty straightforward. As I mentioned, I just have a flight and a hotel. On the way there, we redeemed 338,900 Aeroplan points on Air Canada, which were transferred from a transferable partner, paid $345 in cash for business class flights on TAP Portugal, or is it TAP Portugal? I never know.
I say TAP.
I say TAP too, we'll but TAP. I'm sure someone will let us know that it's
yes,
wrong.
Correct.
Well, we flew TAP direct from Newark to Porto, Portugal. Cute little town farther up north. Very Portuguese, if you will. Great place to visit. Lovely
you
weather.
Guess that's a good thing. Yeah, you don't.
Well,
say.
You know, it's like everything is like kind of varying degrees of like that thing that makes it cool. Like it's like I always joke with my wife who gets her steaks like cooked well done. It's like you're just getting like a less steakier steak. Like if you just cook it well, it just that's what it's intended to be. Well, Porto is the medium rare of Portuguese cities. It is perfect. It is okay. That is what they're kind of going for. Shout out to their commerce or tourism department if they want to grab that line as their tagline. I like it. But anyway, 338,900 points spent, transferred from a transferable currency. That got 5 business class seats. TAP Portugal, it was a unique product. It's pretty much a domestic plane, like a narrow body, but the seats lie flat. We were very comfortable. Fantastic use of points. 3.6 was the cents per point there, and only $345 out of pocket. We stayed at a 4 Points by Sheraton, kind of right by the coast there in Porto. I have that one locked here as well. That one was 130,500 IHG points for a 4-night stay, I believe is how long we were there. $85 in cash for taxes. That came out to 2.8 cents per point. We were able to get a suite with that. Loved it. Great time to visit because there was virtually no one else there. Had everything to ourselves. And then flew home on economy, TAP Portugal, back to Newark direct. 175,000 points with Aeroplan from Air Canada. Those were transferred from a transferable currency as well. We paid $175 in cash and got a cents per point of 3.4, which I was actually interested to see that it was pretty similar in value to the cents per point that we got in the business class flight on the way out there, which is not typical, but this particular flight didn't have a high cash value at the time. But, you know, all told, $21,850 of total value. We spent $600 in taxes and fees, and total points was 644,400. So I guess I will give another quick shout out to the family travelers. We just saw Emily do first class to Australia for 500,000 points. I paid a little over 100,000 more points, only flew business class one way. It went about half the distance. It was on a narrow body plane. But yay, points and miles with more travelers.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will have that shared as well and mentioned in the show notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll wrap us up here. This is our recent trip to Hawaii back in November. We booked this like, I don't know. Whoa, actually I do know because I can look.
Yeah.
We booked in May. So May for a October trip. That's not last minute, but it's not crazy far in advance, especially for Hawaii. You'll see here in the routing, we had to get a little bit creative just based on both what we wanted to fly, but then also how we had to get there. So I won't go through all these. We were there for, I don't know, 12 days or so. So a good amount of time. We positioned from Raleigh to Austin. I booked through the travel portal for 35% rebate on thanks to one of my very expensive credit cards, but that is one of the perks, is the 35% rebate on points booked there. And had a quick overnight at one of the hotels there.
How was the Thompson?
It was good. It was good. I'm a fan of pretty much all the Thompsons. I will exclude the Thompson in Hollywood/LA from
awful.
That list. Yeah, that one was not great. But so far, all the other ones I've thoroughly enjoyed. So big fan. But I guess I should preface this because you're saying in here on my if you're watching this on YouTube that a lot of these don't have cents per point calculations. I'm gonna roll back to what I said 15 or 20 minutes ago that I have not tracked like any of this stuff. And so of course going in here, I was able to go back and find how many points we spent, but also was not able to find, you know, obviously retroactively what the cash price is. So this is a good example of if you do the work at the time of booking, you'll have a better outcome with your data at a later point than trying to go back and cram in the homework assignment before the quiz. So so here, some of my stats are not going to be great because I don't, you know, if cents per point is your thing, you could also argue here that like, I don't ultimately really care about cents per point. So it's not a big deciding factor for me. So if you're in that camp of this stuff, then here we're on the same team. But
was that argument ready to go kind of before 10 seconds ago, or is this you filling in and be like, well, you know, actually it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Is dumb. I didn't do
jury's out on that one. I can neither confirm nor deny that I had a pre-existing philosophy coming into this to this sharing session. So quickly highlighting through here, we positioned to Austin for an overnight. We flew Hawaiian Airlines from Austin to Honolulu and then on to Maui. We spent 80,000 Hawaiian miles, and you'll see here I transferred them in. Cash price on this one, I did go back and look, or had it from like some screenshots that I apparently had taken. So props to me six or 7 months ago from randomly some stuff, but freaking 7.1 cents per point on a domestic flight. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that also goes to show how much of a steal when you can find Hawaiian Airlines first class for 40,000 points per person is. That's really where the value gets just completely thrown out of whack. That's way too cheap.
And also, like, it's a domestic flight. I'm using the air quotes here in video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you flew farther than I flew to Portugal.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it's like 8 or 9 hours. Now, RIP this flight. Actually, at the time of this recording, I think this flight will have like 1 or 2 weeks left of scheduled service from Austin to Honolulu.
Shoot, I got to go. Shoot.
Yeah. They canceled it. I'm really sad about it because we have done it multiple times to Hawaii because it's kind of a sweet spot. And it's not that people forget about it, but I regularly was able to find availability on that for our 40,000 points, and it's, you know, lay flat, which is good for going to Hawaii. So we stayed at the Wailea Beach Resort in Maui for 4 nights. Did not love it. Candidly, would not recommend. Highly recommend staying at the Andaz down the beach, literally like a quarter mile, but they did not have availability. Again, back to my note about only booking a few months out, and I kept rechecking, and I can't remember if availability ever popped up that, you know, I think they had availability, but I was going to have to book a suite and it was going to be crazy expensive. And ultimately we weren't there for the hotel. So it was fine. Then we hopped over to the Big Island from Maui for 6 or 7 nights, I believe. Shocker, we paid cash.
We did not use
points for our hotel here. We definitely splurged a little bit, but it was worth it. Highly recommend the Fairmont Orchid. The best off the beach snorkeling and like kind of coral gardens area of anywhere on the Big Island that we have found, like straight from a hotel. So if you're in the area, highly recommend. If you've also been to Hawaii, you know that all the beaches are public, even like hotel and whatever. Like, there is no such thing as a private beach, as far as I know, on the Big Island. So even if you're not staying there, you should go snorkel right off the beach. It's fantastic. And then we flew home also, again, Hawaiian, transferred points, 80,000. This one we flew Kona to Honolulu, Honolulu to Phoenix, which is as far as we could get. But I was excited because it was on the new Hawaiian 787. So we got to try their new business class product, which was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then we overnighted in Phoenix and then had another leg home the next day. So a little bit of a whirlwind trip. Typically, we would not have to segment up the routes too, and we could typically, like the last time we went, we one stop from here to Hawaii, but I was not able to work any magic that also allowed us to lie flat, which, gosh, I know, what a one percenter problem. But from the East Coast to Hawaii is really, really far, farther than going to the medium rare of Portugal. So I was not sitting up, unfortunately. So
yeah, I feel like most people would gladly take an additional stop to be able to lie flat on the long haul to Hawaii.
Yes. So, so yeah, that was our recent trip. And one of the last, only ones I've put in here. One of the things I realized, but as we were prepping for this exercise, is I use my My10X account obviously as more of a test account. I mean, I have actual data in there, but I logged in and my credit score was 523 because that was just the random number I put in recently when I was tracking stuff. And so same with the redemptions. I've put in hundreds of redemptions as we've been building this, but I haven't actually finalized them. So I literally was starting from scratch and I was like, man, I really thought I had some working stuff in here, but oh well.
Busy building the tool takes time away from using the tool.
We understand. Yeah, or you just do a ton, but like I'm just putting in fake trips every time I was building stuff, not actually putting in real stuff.
Which is understandable because presumably if you're using these as templates or building out new things, now your entire tech team is like mapping out your trip. Many people see it. And then at some point someone's like, hey, you could have actually saved points. Like,
no, right, yeah. Right. I didn't want to get critiqued in my own, trip. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. I was taking some screenshots of my trips to use in like ads and content and stuff. And I was like, man, are people going to judge me for this one? I got like 1 cent per point. Oh, man.
Sometimes I have the opposite impact where I'm like, I often reply to emails with videos and I'll kind of show people how to redeem points through a certain currency. And I have quite a few points just because I've been doing this for a while. And a lot of times I'll get a reply and they'll be like, thanks for the walkthrough, but holy crap, can we talk about how you have like 1.5 million points in this program that, you know, I would love to spend. Like, can you send them to me? So it's,
no, yeah, if they move in with you and you share an address, correct. Then sure.
That just became a double negative, Emily. I don't want to give away my points and I don't want to invite someone to move in with me.
Like, he just spent 600,000 points for a weekend in medium rare Portugal. There doesn't want to have to spend 800,000.
I am never going to live this down.
No.
So anyway, it's an exciting tool. We have great plans for the future. Matt, can you tell us, how can listeners start using this right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's open to all My 10X users. So sign up for My 10X if you're not a user already. If you are, log in under the tools section in the navigation bar. You'll see a new item called Redemption Tracker. It should be relatively intuitive. Click around, get started.
Yeah.
And we have a bit of a promotion going on to get people to try this. And I guess first we should mention My 10X is free when you sign up. All these tools are free. So don't let that be the hesitation. But we're also doing a giveaway. And Emily, can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are running a giveaway, and I think by the time this airs, there will be 2 days left in the giveaway, so don't dilly-dally. Basically, all you have to do is enter at least one trip into the Redemption Tracker, and you will be entered into a giveaway where you can win up to $1,000 towards your next trip. So if you picked a flight that's got pretty hefty taxes and fees and you want to use it towards that, great. If you're an overpacker and you need to buy a bigger piece of luggage, great, whatever you want to spend it on. But all you have to do is enter your trip into the Redemption Tracker. If you want to get a bonus entry, all you have to do is turn on the shareable link for your trip and share it with friends and family. And that'll give you a little extra boost there.
You have to actually share it. You cannot just turn it on.
Yeah. Yes. Please share it in the group. Encourage other people to share it too. That way we can all learn from how we're all sharing or how we're all spending our points and miles. And then once February is over, we'll pick a couple winners and announce it to the group and reach out and coordinate all the prizes and stuff. But get in there, start logging. It'll help you keep track of your own stuff, and it's a great way to flex on your friends.
And we'll have to think about how to account for using $1,000 prize winning as your like cash total toward a trip. Why were your taxes and fees negative $700? Well, they were $300, but I won this thing. And more use case to deal with.
Yep.
So now we know all you listeners are out there using your points and miles in an incredible way. This is your chance to brag about it. Log your redemptions in Redemption Tracker and head over to our Facebook group, 10X Travel Insiders, to share what you've been up to using the shareable URL. Beyond the Redemption Tracker, we have a ton of incredible resources to help you make the most out of your points and miles. Of course, check out our website, 10xtravel.com, for more program guides, transfer partner cheat sheets, breaking news, and more. Join our Facebook group. Over 375,000 people coming together, sharing their points and miles knowledge, sharing redemptions via sloppy spreadsheets and getting some feedback on them, asking questions, having fun, giveaways. It's a great time. Manage your points and miles using My 10X, including our My Next Card feature, which takes the guesswork out of finding the next best card for you based on your situation alone. And finally, be sure to enroll and revisit and brush up on our free course material, which is actually now within My 10X. It's going to teach you the basics of how to use points and miles to travel the world for next to nothing. For Emily, Matt, I'm Bryce. This has been Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. Thank you, and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Adios.
Bye.